The coronavirus pandemic has been a politically divisive issue across the country. And as KUER's Sonia Hudson reports, in Utah, it's become a wedge issue in the Republican race for governor.
Since early March, Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox has been the head of Utah's coronavirus task force while running for governor. That's opened him up, along with fellow state leaders, to criticism from the other candidates.
That isn't a role of government.
And allow it's people to make choices based on their freedoms and liberties.
And handle those differently who are most at risk.
Cox, however, defends the state's response.
We're one of only seven states that didn't have a statewide shelter in place or lockdown order. But not only that, our health outcomes are better.
University of Utah political science professor Philip Singer says it's not that surprising that it's been politicized ahead of the Republican primary.
We happen to see the focus by each of these Republican candidates to be on how did we respond to COVID-19? If there wasn't this pandemic, each of these candidates would be highlighting policy disputes with the other candidates just because that's the name of the game.
Singer says because Utah is so heavily red, it makes sense that public opinion on the state's pandemic response is split between more moderate and more conservative Republicans. Charlotte Cantwell is a Cox supporter from Providence. She says she's been impressed with the state's response.
I would have preferred that we would have taken these measures more seriously, but I think had that been mandated, it might have done more harm than good.
But West Jordan voter Desiree Frederick says the state should have opened up more quickly.
We've got a lot of people out of a job. I think they needed to look at a broader base of where reopening could have happened.
According to a recent poll by the Salt Lake Tribune and Suffolk University, 79% of likely Republican voters approve of the state's pandemic response. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.